Welcome to today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. College programs that focus on Native Americans and other historically disadvantaged student groups are under threat following a 2023 Supreme Court decision curbing affirmative action recruitment and the Trump administration's aggressive anti-diversity actions. But as an annual conference for Native Studies programs gets underway, there is optimism for the future. Dr. Suksavan Keovorabooth is an assistant professor of women's and gender studies at Northern Arizona University and president of the American Indian Studies Association. She is Diné and says government funding cuts and actions against student diversity are starting to take a toll.
When these programs or these types of support systems are cut at the institution because they're seen as DEI, students don't want to attend because they won't have the support systems, right? There's definitely that connection, and we've seen that across the board, or the hiding of those programs so students aren't aware that they exist at institutions. So I've been seeing that a lot, and seeing students in particular, I mentor about 10 and more students, particularly Indigenous, Korean, and trans students, who don't feel seen at the institution because of all these type of cuts. And so a lot of them are like, what's the point of going to get a degree or higher ed if I'm not going to be supported?
Dr. Keovorabooth says her college and many others remain committed to providing support for Native students. Allison Shaddox is Cherokee and a Native American Studies PhD student at the University of New Mexico. Shaddox says Native American Studies in higher education helped her connect with her own identity.
Growing up in Texas, I was taught in Texas public schools, so my knowledge about Indigenous peoples, even my own family's history, was construed, right, from the colonial point of view. So being able to learn the truth through the eyes of the people that lived it is just, you can't beat it. It's the best program. You know, be able to research and grow Native American studies as a scholar is, you can, it's such a fledgling field that every scholar that passes through any Native American studies, American Indian Studies program, is going to put their mark on the study.
Shaddox also says she is encouraged by the commitment her program shows to fill the need for more and different voices in academia. Mario Atencio is also a Native American Studies PhD candidate at the University of New Mexico. He is Diné and says the program devoted to Native issues is unique and valuable beyond just to those who are most closely associated with them.
There is immense amount of philosophy in the land that can't be understood, incomprehensible and commensurate with Western ways of thinking. That deep power from not sun or Mother Earth and Father Sky is something that is quite unique, and that is immensely valuable in these times when we're seeing a delamination of this power system that kept us down for so long. Lately, all these actions are happening in the world. It's only seeming to accelerate the delamination of what they call settler colonialism and the people perspective, but it's ancient. It's so ancient that it seems new, which is being just being the net. So NAS is a way to start to conceptualize and theorize what those these new knowledges are.
Another person who recognizes the importance of Native American studies is Kelly Nalani Beam. She is a Diné PhD candidate in geography at the University of Kansas. Beam says she recognized she needed a different academic path during a classroom discussion centered on outdated perceptions of Native people's roles in history.
I was just shocked. I had to raise my hand and had to say, you're missing the truth behind this history. What I really realized with that program was that I don't want to be in an institution where I am teaching in a classroom where I should be learning. I knew when I was going to grad school, I had to find a program and a university that offered more. And so I'm super thankful for the Haskell Environmental Research Studies Institute. That was a huge transition for me. First, I met faculty and staff that were Indigenous, that had backgrounds in Indigenous studies and research. And then I knew there was the coursework. Also on top of that, we also have the Sloan Indigenous Graduate Partnership at KU. And so I think that having American Indian Studies or Indigenous Studies programs just really allows students to kind of get straight to work.
Native education advocates expect the recent actions to eliminate recruitment and support programs for disadvantaged students and lower Native student enrollment at colleges and universities across the country. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is today's Voices.